Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... Broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
There's so much outrage over a commencement speech given by an NFL player because he dared to suggest that men be men. And even dare to suggest that some women may want to, you know, be home with their kids. And he mentioned God. And he didn't say all the things the left likes. So now they want to cancel him, and they're doxing him. Oh, what is this world coming to? Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. Thanks to Mary Walter for filling in yesterday. I will be on Fox News Saturday night, tomorrow night, with Jimmy Failla, and I'm excited for that. 10 p.m. tomorrow, set your DVRs. Fox News Saturday night on the Fox News channel, Saturday night, 10 p.m. All right, so set your DVR, and let's do this. Before we begin on the show, I want to mention that today's show is going to be in honor of our friend Sid Weiss. Sid is the second founding father of the Zeoli Army. The first founding father, Mike, passed away several years ago. And Sid was a part of this show, a part of our station all day long. I mean, he would interact with us all day. And you've seen his tweets, I'm sure, if you're on social media. Or if you're not on social media, you've heard me read his tweets over the years. Sid was he was a great guy. He had these custom-made Zeoli Army shoes long before we ever had merch. He even one time made a t-shirt that had all my sayings on it. That's things I don't even remember saying. But I talked to his wife, Sarah, today, and she's, you know, very sad, obviously, but she's a very strong woman. And she wanted me to express her sincere appreciation for all of the messages that she's gotten and all the kind words from people in this audience. And thank you for that, because Sid really did, and she said this to me, she said, Sid really did feel part of our show in every way, and he loved tweeting along with it. He loved the interactions. He loved when I would read one of his tweets on the air, and the bust chops, and he would bust chops with me, and I'd, you know, bust chops with him, and the chop busting is great, and he would come to all of our events. He would come to Parks Casino for comedy night. He would come to all these things, but it really also says something about this format of radio, this genre of radio, which is that we have a friendship, a camaraderie that just does not exist in other formats. It really doesn't. And we talk about the Zeoli Army. We talk about this group, you know, this notion of being part of something. And it is very special. And it doesn't mean we always agree. And it doesn't mean that we always taken seriously either, because I mean, part of it is we love to have fun and we love to joke around and we love to have a good time and we love to be around each other. I mean, all these events that we have, whether it's at Cape May or it's parks or whatever else, it's an opportunity to just be together, and people have made friends over the years together. Like, for example, Flower Auntie, who's one of our great friends on social media, you know, Susie Cool, Amy, some other people got together and they started saying, well, let's get some money together, get some flowers for Sid. And so we started contributing to Robin, who is a florist, to send some flowers over there for his memorial service, which is going on right now. But it's that friendship and that level of camaraderie that is just amazing to me. And it blows me away. It really does. That's why, honestly, when people troll me or don't like the show or something, my response is always just, then don't listen. Like, I don't care. If you don't like the show, don't listen to me. Find something else to do with your time. Well, life's too precious. Life's too short. I'm not going to change my show for you. So if you don't like it, listen to something else. Believe me, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Because there's so much loyalty among us, among this camaraderie, this family, this la familia, that we don't really take well to outsiders who don't like it here. If you don't like it here, go do something else with your time. The loyalty is too strong. And that doesn't mean you always have to agree with everything I say. But if you don't like it, if you don't like the show, then move on. Go do something else. The passion and the intensity of people that listen to talk radio is something I've never seen in any other genre. I mean, people just don't have this kind of level of commitment in music radio anymore, or really even in sports radio anymore. It's so unique to this talk radio format. And I think the reason why is because the level of honesty and sincerity that has to be on display is something that you don't get if you're listening to mostly music for an hour and then a couple, you know, a DJ comes on and says a couple things or something like that. But, you know, when you're talking for 4 hours a day, most days of the week, and you're building up a rapport and a bond with the audience, and then you're dealing with going through all kinds of different things together. The birth of children, COVID, lockdowns, school closures, people who pass away, friends and family who get sick, and we extend prayers to them on the air, and then people start praying for each other and rooting for each other, people that lose jobs, and we kind of rally to them, and it is a very special and unique relationship. It really is. It's something that you just don't see. You just don't see it. And Sid represented the best of that. He really did. Because Sid Weiss would be part of the show, and he would tweet along, and he'd make jokes, and he would rip on. And this goes back to when I was with Greg and Dawn in the afternoon, and then in the morning, and then back in the afternoon. And he'd go after DeSantis, and he'd go after Henry, and he'd go after Dawn, and he'd go after Greg. And that's fun, and that's the way it should be, and it really should be a good time. Now, I remember when Rush used to always say, I'm a harmless, lovable little fuzzball, and I'm just an entertainer. At the end of the day, what we try to always do on this radio station is entertain you and inform you, but you're interested in events and topics that are more than just the kind of stupid pop culture topics that you talk about on daytime television. So you try to take people that are interested in stuff that is, well, kind of, I guess, more intelligent, I think. I mean, politics, for example, or current events in general. And then you try to do it in an entertaining as possible way. But you can't do it alone. And I mean this sincerely. When we started reading tweets on the air years ago, and we started with Who Won Twitter, which, of course, now they stole it from me on the morning show. It's fine. Whatever. I don't care. But we started doing that because of guys like Sid, who would tweet along with the show. And we said, hey, this is neat. You know, not everybody has time to call a radio show, and not everybody can do it because they're working. And sometimes they have to wear headphones at their desk because they're working and they don't want other people in the office to know they're listening to me. I've had a lot of people tell me that over the years. It's like, Rich, I have my headphones on, you know, just in case. And I get it. I completely get it. But you could fire off a tweet, you know, or post something to Facebook or Instagram or something like that. So that's actually where we started with the whole Who Won Twitter back in the day. And we would do that at the end of every afternoon drive show at about 5:55 p.m. And Sid would win a lot of the times. And when we did Who Won Social Media on this show for a little while, and then we just stopped doing it because, I don't know, we just never, our attention spans are just not that good anymore. But But that's where it started. It really did. I mean, it started there where people would start weighing in on things that I was saying on the air, and I would read back. Sometimes they were nice things. Sometimes they were nasty things. And it just became this community. And then threads started where people were sidebarring and having their sidebar conversations. Now we've expanded that. We do the YouTube stream, and there's a whole sidebar community there that's sort of chatting away and chit-chatting. And sometimes I wonder, are you listening to anything I'm saying? But it's okay. I don't mind. I really don't. It's that camaraderie. It's that friendship. It's that understanding of hey, we're all in this together. I think of it in two ways. It's one is a real, true, deep down desire. We love this country. We want to save this country. We do this. I mean, I do this professionally, but we do this because we want to save this country. I really do believe at the heart of it, it's that. And then what we try to do is, as we're doing that, try to do that in the most entertaining way as possible. Some days are easier than others. Quite frankly, some days are easier. It's easier to be entertaining. It's easier to be funny. It's easier than other days. It just goes with the day. It goes with the news flow. But we're always trying to make sure that everybody is engaged, because the battle is real. I mean, the battle is real. Take for example, the deep state. I talk about the deep state all the time, which is a very real entity of people who are working round the clock to completely control this country. Completely control every aspect of it, every aspect of this country. And we have to fight back against that. And we have to fight back against people on social media that call us idiots and call us names and mock us and say, you know, you don't read a book. And if you were educated, if you were literate, you might know something about this and blah, blah, blah. And we got to fight the people that have the stupid yard signs in their yard, you know, hate has no home here and blah, 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 even though they're the most hateful, intolerant, bigoted people I've ever met. But we're trying. You know, Sid texted me on Saturday and said that Sarah, his wife, was headed to the Trump rally and her Jeep was all pimped out with Trump stuff. You don't do that because you are just doing it for kicks and giggles. You're doing it because you really do want to try to save this country. And, you know, I'm not like Hannity in the sense of where I go, this is the most important election in our lifetimes. I don't usually do that, but this might be. It really may. We've reached this point now where people who are in charge have found new ways to control us. For example, yesterday, Francis Collins, the transcript came out, and the COVID Select Committee on the Origins of the Pandemic released all this information. And it confirmed, guess what? It turns out if you think COVID might have come from a lab, you're not a conspiracy theorist after all. I know. It's shocking. I'm as shocked as you are, because I was definitely on Team Batburger all these years. Batburger had me convinced, just like I'm sure it had you convinced. But they told us early on it did not come from a lab. They didn't tell us where it came from, but they definitively ruled that out. And it was such an effort, right? The Hunter Biden laptop, to come out and say it was Russian collusion, Russian disinformation, and all these entities that jumped together to do all this. And then, like today, for example, the Biden administration announced they're going to end coal permits in West Virginia as they try to further destroy this country in the name of their green socialist agenda. So that's what they announced today. It was something the Biden administration proposes Wyoming, that would end new coal leases in Wyoming. Just absolutely trying to destroy America, Wyoming and Montana. So it's a couple things. You can listen. I think about it this way. You could listen to sports radio and be really into the Eagles or really into the Phillies and very passionate about sports, obviously. But at the end of the day, it's sports. And I know for some people that's sacrilege what I just said, because sports is like religion to them. But what we talk about here is literally about America, like saving the country, because you can't play sports in a country that's not free. I don't know if you noticed or not, but China doesn't exactly have a lot of free activities. It's a little bit more limited there. So you really, really, what we talk about on this radio station matters in a big, big way, because it affects every aspect of your life. So then you think about it. All right, well, how can we deliver a show that is informative and entertaining at the same time? And I mean this sincerely. You're a big part of it. You are a big part of it. If you tweet us, if you like something, if you put something on Facebook or you put something on Instagram, you take part in the show, you call the show, you're a big part of it. It means a lot. I always early on, as I was getting into talk radio, I used to always think about it this way. It's very easy to think that you're talking into just a microphone and nobody's listening. And you have to remember that there is, hopefully, someone there listening. You are listening. And also, too, that I'm not speaking to America. I'm talking directly to you. You're listening right now with your two ears, whether you're in the car by yourself or even if you're with other people, you are listening. It's a one-on-one experience. That's the beauty and the intimacy of this format and this genre of radio that just doesn't exist anywhere else. But as part of that, because it's a long time to be on the air, when you engage with the show, it's everything. When you help market the show, like Sid Weiss would wear the Zioli Army shoes and we'd make jokes about it, or he'd wear the Zioli Army shirts. But every time somebody sends in a picture where they're wearing their Zioli Army hat or they're wearing any of the 1210 stuff, you know, Kale and Company or Dawn and Dom, whatever, I mean, any of it, it's all great because they don't give us a marketing budget. So you are literally our marketing budget. You are our team. You're what we have. You're all we have. And it means so much. And then you think about it over the years as this goes on, and this friendship and this camaraderie goes on, and the exchanges, and even the people that I know don't agree with me but still stay part of the show and do it in a good way, a good-mannered way, like Jimmy and Brian. I mean, those guys don't like anything I say, but, you know, they're good sports, and they bust chops, and, yeah, they listen. It's okay. It's all good. It really is. It's all good. Jimmy Fail always says that. He says you could be a Republican, you could be a Democrat, just don't be a D. You know what I mean? Like a D blank, you know, just don't be that. And I agree with that. I really do. I think that's very important in life as a rule. But then when somebody deals with the unexpected loss of their spouse, and I call her, I call Sarah, and I talk to her, and she says, Rich, I can't tell you how much it meant to Sid to be part of this community, to be part of something. He loved it. He loved you and you. And by you, I mean us, all of us in the Zioli Army and the Talk Radio 1210 WPHD family. He loved being part of it. It was it meant a lot to him. And then and Sarah was almost, I don't know, kind of keeping me from crying. She's like, it's OK. Go on the radio today and make jokes and play some songs that Sid would like. That's how he would appreciate it, because his memorial service is now. I can't be there, so I'm on the air. And she said that would mean it would mean more to him for you to talk about him on the radio today than it would be for you to be at the service. But I hope that's not lost on you, that point of being part of this, because they mock us all the time, right? We're deplorables. We're the worst people in the world. We're a bunch of racist, sexist, homophobic, bigoted, all the things they say, all these terrible things they say about us. And they do that all the time. And, you know, one of the – Hillary Clinton's such a dope. Joe Biden's no better. But these people never learn that when you start insulting people, then you wind up – bringing people who you're insulting closer together. So every time they insult us, we wind up forming an even tighter bond. You notice that? And it's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. At some point, maybe they'll figure it out. I don't think they will, because I think they genuinely despise us in such a way that they can't comprehend that, hey, maybe we're good people. We just disagree politically. They can't see that. They really can't. They just can't process it that way. And that's a damn shame. But that's their problem. That's not our problem. Life's too short for that. But as you listen over the years, and people come up to me and they'll say, you know, Rich, I've been with you since the beginning. That means that they've been listening to me since 2010. That's 14 years, 15 years of listening. That's a long time. And through the course of that, making friendships and community, and some people have never even met each other, and they've become friends. And then at some of these events, like Mulligan's last week for the Trump rally, and people are all there, and it becomes reunions, and people come to the KMA shows, and they go, this is my fifth show, my sixth show. That's an unbelievable thing that I think only happens in the world of talk radio these days. Really. I mean, it is something special. And we used to talk about how the Zioli Army had its own whack pack, and Sid was kind of the leader of the whack pack, kind of like what Stern used to have in the day. I mean, that guy's lost his audience by becoming a woke version, I mean, a joke of himself, a guy that Stern would mock back in the day. He's become that. And a lot of these other people who turned out to be frauds, you know, total frauds, and you trusted them, you invested invested your time in them, and then they can completely turn out to be a self-serving fraud, saying whatever they thought they needed to say to advance their career. We've been through that too together. We've been through a lot of things together, and it's all brought us together. We've been through the United States Department of Justice calling us all domestic violent extremists, potential terrorists, as they monitor us and read our tweets, and God only knows what kind of profiles they have on each and every one of us at this point. But it does unite people and bring people together. And I think you see that at the Trump rally. I mean, part of the reason, and the Democrats cannot figure this out, part of the reason why there's 100,000, whether it's 80,000 or 100,000, it's still a big freaking crowd, whatever the exact number is, of people that feel like they're part of something. To the left, it's a cult. And they go, oh, these people are all cultists. And again, they start mocking and insulting. And no, it's actually, we're part of something. We want to save this country. We're all part of something. People who go to these things are they're kind, they're nice, they're encouraging to other people. There's no racist and sexist and homophobic people in the crowd. It's not real. These are lies that are said about us. But they become these events where you go and you bond and you make friends and you're part of something. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing, actually. It really is. Sid was a big fan of the Grateful Dead. Dead shows used to be like that. I've never actually been to one. And most people who've been to one don't remember being at one. But that was kind of the same way, too. It's like, how many Dead shows did you go to? How many Zioli Army shows have you been to? How many Zioli shows have you been to at the Grand Hotel? When people start saying that, I know that we're onto something very special. And I also know this, too, and this is key. They can't stop us. They can't silence us. Because they want to. They really do. They want to. And what I've realized over the years is that whether the platform changes or not at some point, because it could, you never know. If the platform changes, the army goes with it. The army goes with me. We stay together. We don't just abort just because the platform changes, if you know what I mean. If that ever happens, if it ever comes to be where you turn on the radio at 3 o'clock and I'm just not here, because that's what they do. They act like you're just dead in radio, and television's the same way. They just act like you're dead, like you never existed. There's still goodbye shows, and they don't ever. Not that I'm planning on going anywhere, but I'm saying that the platform is just the vehicle in this day and age, in the era of camaraderie and friendship and support and unity and being part of something together. You follow that person, you follow over hot coals, and you see that with Trump. I mean, you see that with Trump in the sense of everything that's happening to him and going through with him with all the trials and the tribulations and this weaponized Department of Justice and the way they keep coming after him. And people just double down on their support, and they say, this is wrong. I'm sticking with the guy. I'm actually more invested now because of what they're doing to the guy. And that's a beautiful thing, too. And then you hear from blue collar workers who go, wow, you know, like, you thank you, like you're fighting for my job. And people that work in the natural gas industry or the energy industry, or they say, well, thank you for fighting for my job. Cops who come up to me all the time and say, thank you for your support. Thank you for having our back. Thank you for supporting us. I would say it's my honor. It's my honor to do so. But think of what they're up against all the time. Think of what they're up against by the corporate media every day. Think about what blue-collar workers are up against every day, whether it's with Biden's EV mandates or shutting down coal permit leases or oil drilling or anything else. Think of what people are up against. Moms at school board meetings who get called to domestic violent extremists. A guy gives a commencement address and speaks from the heart about his beliefs and his thoughts, and they want to haze him and cancel him. They want to dox him and destroy his career just because he said something that people disagree with. So that sense of community, and I think that really is what it is. It's a sense of community. It's bigger than just a radio show. It's bigger than just a station. It's bigger than all of those things. It is a true community. And we lost one today. We lost a good guy in Sid Weiss. So, Sid, today's show is for you, buddy. And it's for each and every single person who listens every day and is part of this family. And I do consider it a family. Because you've been with me through the birth of my 3 children. You've been with me through shift changes. You've been with me through a lot. And I don't take it for granted. Ever. Never. I never will. I never will. I pinch myself sometimes and go, I can't believe this. I'll see somebody wearing a Zioli Army shirt and I'll go, wow, that's an incredible thing. When Sid had those shoes made up that said Zioli Army on them, I can't just think about it, like, man, that's something special. But it's not me. It's not about me. It's about us. It's about us. The Zioli Army means all of us. It's not just, it's my last name, but it's us. Without you, there is no army. Without you, there's no us. There's no show, and there's no radio station, and there's nothing. You know? So it's you. So thank you. Thank you for being part of it. And thank you, and know that on a day like today, you've made Sarah Weiss's week an impossible week, losing her husband unexpectedly. But you've made it a little bit better, easier to tolerate, because she knows that there's that sense of community that Sid was part of. And she knows that that community is going to endure. And he helped build it. He really did. He really helped build it with all of his tweets over the years and all of his comments and engagement with the show. And you do the same thing. Every time you engage with the show, every time you talk about the show, every time you wear a Zioli Army shirt, or you rock a Kale & Company shirt or whatever it is, every time, Dom Time, and whenever you do these things, you help us. And, you know, we probably don't say thank you enough, but it is a sense of community. You see it at Trump rallies. You see it with the station. You see it with our live events. And it's something the left cannot – they just don't have that. They can't generate that, you know, unless somebody's buying matching tents. You know what I mean? They can't generate that. It's not organic. Like, it's organic with us. It's not with them. It's all funded. Everything is orchestrated behind the scenes and funded. But with us, what we do, this community, it's all organic. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. And that's how you know it's real and it's sincere. Real and sincere. All right, we're going to talk about a lot today, including the outrage over that commencement address. The big debate is set between Biden and Trump, but will it actually happen? And what is going to happen if Kamala Harris does not become vice president again? Where will she go next? We have all the details for you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. We're coming right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Sarah also told me some songs they would like to hear today, so we're going to be playing those throughout the afternoon. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. Happy Friday. So Robert Costello, who is Michael Cohen's former attorney, said he would love to take the stand. Remember, we played yesterday the audio for you of Costello coming out and saying, hey, listen, when the Stormy Daniels allegations first happened, Cohen didn't believe him. He didn't believe him. That's the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He didn't believe him. Cohen thought this was his opportunity to get in with the big guy's wife. Not the big guy being Joe Biden, but Donald Trump. I mean, he thought this was his way in because Cohen is a narcissist and he was very, very worried about being pushed out. And he was being pushed out because he's not talented and he's a rat. So talented people came around and started helping Trump with his campaign. And Cohen was feeling the sense of, like anybody in a relationship, when it's going south, they're feeling that sense of, I think I'm losing this person. I think I'm losing you. And he tried really hard to keep in the inner circle. So this was his way of doing it. And the question, of course, is we don't know how much was actually paid. We don't know how much he took. We don't know a lot of things about this. But the key is that he said he had nothing on Trump. And he didn't believe the allegations of Stormy Daniels. He just thought that by making the allegations go away, that what he could do is he would help Melania. See, and by helping Melania, that would then really help Trump, because then that would help Michael Cohen, because it was all about helping Michael Cohen. It's all about helping Michael Cohen. Everything Cohen did was for himself. And he was angry that Trump did not take him to D.C. So like every kind of borderline narcissistic psycho whack job, when you try to break up with them, they boil the bunny on your stove. In this case, the bunny being turning on Trump and trying to get him put in jail. And they will. They will act out against you. They will act out against you. If you ever read about people with severe personality disorders like this, if you try to cut them out of your life, they will absolutely 100% try to destroy you. They'll destroy your reputation. They'll try to get you in jail. They'll try to. This is textbook stuff here. I'm not a psychologist, but I've read a lot about this stuff because psychology fascinates me. And people with personality disorders, you see them a lot in politics and entertainment too. There's obviously a lot of big egos in this business and in that business, but you see a lot of people who you can tell when you're around them, like there's something's wrong with this guy. You know what I mean? Something's off here. And there's a spidey sense that says, I don't want to get too close to this person. Now, sometimes you got to take, the advice of the Godfather and you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. But a lot of times when you have the opportunity to push people like this guy out, you take it. You do it because he's a liability. I mean, Cohen's a liability. A guy like Michael Cohen is a liability to have around. He's going to do something that's going to get Donald Trump in trouble at some point. People around Trump saw that and realized that. And Cohen being a liar, and a guy being under federal investigation, a guy who's such a turncoat, but his motivation was all about himself. It was, I got to get to Washington. I got to become chief of staff. I got to become attorney general. And the fact that Trump did not name him to those things meant that Cohen was going to do everything he possibly could to destroy Trump, to get back at him. Really, if you read about psychopaths, I don't mean the kind of psychopath like Hannibal Lecter's psychopath. And again, we've spent a lot of time this week explaining the virtues of Hannibal Lecter because he's able to pair wine and food. I mean, people who are just in your day-to-day average psychopath. They're nuts. But they can be very, very successful in life. I don't mean just people that like kidnap women and make them disappear in the Pine Barrens. I'm talking about people who they're CEOs and they're on boards of corporations and they're very successful people, but they're psychotic. And they are the kind of people that spend their life trying to destroy people. I know that people think Trump is a narcissist, and of course, I mean, Trump is a very high level of narcissism. You can't become president of the United States of America unless you think very highly of yourself, obviously. But that's different from a disorder where you actually are a very dangerous, toxic person to be around. And that's what Cohen, I mean, this is revenge. What Cohen is doing right now is revenge against Trump. It's Fatal Attraction. It really is. That's a great movie. They did a TV show that was not as good, I don't think, recently. They remade it on, I don't know, Hulu or something. It was okay. It was all right. But the original movie with Michael Douglas and Glenn Close is a phenomenal movie. And it's a great case study in a psycho and what happens when you try to break it off. And, you know, first she hurts herself and then she tries to hurt you. And Cohen is very much like that. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship you're breaking off. In this case, it was a professional relationship, but he still lashed out. And so his former attorney comes out and says he didn't believe the Stormy Daniels thing. He saw this as an opportunity. This was an opportunity for him to be able to do something to try to raise his stock in Trump world. Remember I told you yesterday how within political campaigns, it's very much Game of Thrones? It really is. It's very much Game of Thrones. You have operatives coming in trying to push other operatives out, and that's the nature of politics, and it's how it works. And if you choose to do that for a living, get ready to constantly play that Game of Thrones. People don't like each other within the campaigns. People wind up stabbing each other in the back. It really is. It's a ruthless profession. It's why I decided not to pursue it full time. But the Game of Thrones that's played in these situations, a lot of times when people are pushed out, that's when they really lose it. I'll give you a great example. Remember that loser Rick Wilson with his group? I forget the name of the group. That big anti-Trump group. And it was all these allegations of all kinds of wacky sexual stuff, too. Whatever that group was, that's a guy. Rick Wilson wanted a job with the Trump campaign, and they didn't give it to him. So he flips on Trump and becomes the never Trump cheerleader. I mean, this happens a lot. Look at Chris Christie. Chris Christie didn't get a job with the Trump administration, the job he wanted. So what does he do? He turns on him and makes it all about him and goes out there and tries to destroy Trump. There are just people that are just like that in life. And if you ever cross them, they won't ever forget it. And they'll try to spend the rest of their life getting revenge against you. Oh, it's ugly. It's bad. It's really bad. And Michael Cohen is the embodiment of that, though. But once you realize that, once you understand his motivation here, you realize that there's nothing to the Stormy Daniels allegation. There was nothing to it. Stormy Daniels might have come forward and said at some point she had an affair with Donald Trump, and Trump may have just shrugged his shoulders and said it's not true. But for Michael Cohen, this was his opportunity, you see, to impress Donald Trump, and to impress Donald Trump by saying, I'm going to protect Melania. So now you're going to have to tell me. Costello said, Cohen told me 10 to 20 times. He didn't have anything on Trump. And he didn't believe these allegations whatsoever. But he decided he was going to take care of this because this was his opportunity. This was his chance to get in good. This was his chance to rise. People like that are dangerous. They're very dangerous. And the cross-exam of Cohen will resume on Monday. And then eventually, at some point, this nonsense will all end. This nonsense will all go away. And I told you, whether Trump's convicted or not, I still think it does not hurt him politically. I really, really don't think it hurts him politically. All right, we got a lot to chat about. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. The cackling hens on The View now going after that commencement speech that we're going to talk about as the show progresses today as well. And I want to get your thoughts on that. But I do want to tell you, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, there's a question for you, which is, do you care about your home? Of course you do, right? Well, think about all the upgrades your home may need and think about what Emmons offers, because they are your one-stop shop when it comes to roofing, siding, windows. Emmons is the best, and I've used them for years, and I trust them completely. There simply is no one better. Matt and Stephanie, they're great people. They'll take great care of you. So whether it is a lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof, whether it is Anderson window replacement or new doors, siding, you're going to get 10% off. That's right, 10% off, because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for a lot of people right now. So they're offering you the inflation relief discount. So take advantage of it by going to emmonsroofing.com. That's E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. And trust the people that I've trusted for so many years. They've done a lot of great work in my home, and they're going to do more projects for me in my home. Just recently, they replaced two doors. Everybody who works for Emmons is first rate. You can be confident. And they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So reach out to them today. emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, so you didn't hear this from me, but rumor has it I will be on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night, which is Saturday night on Fox News with Jimmy Fallon. You didn't hear that from me, all right? Keep that between us until it's officially announced. But this is really cool. So he made a song up called Biden and the Alzheimer's, and Trump retweeted it and put it on Truth Social and Instagram, too. And yeah, and it's very, very funny. So I'm going to play that for you. The video is hysterical, too. I retweeted the video. I'm going to put the video on social media, too, Instagram. But Trump put it out there and Jimmy and his team put it together. And it's hysterical. It's really funny. So he got some big, big love today. No doubt about that. The Biden campaign song. And it's set to Tom Petty's Free Fallin'. It's Joe Biden and the Alzheimer's Keeps Fallin'. The More You Joe by Come On Man Records. And Jimmy and his team put that together. And then this morning, somebody got it to the Trump team and they put it out there. And so here, take a listen to it. It's funnier to watch, but the audio is very funny as well.
He's an old guy. Has dementia, can't lead us, and the country is screwed. Tell some big lies, barely speaks English, sniffs children and their mom's hair too. Goes the wrong way when he leaves his speeches, gets lost each day. In the White House yard, all the Dems say that we should re-elect him. How can he run when walking is hard? And Joe keeps
falling, yeah, he keeps falling.
Keeps falling.
Keeps falling, yeah, he keeps falling.
And Joe keeps.
Nice. Very nice. Matt, we do have a scheduling problem, though. I didn't realize earlier. I know Dr. Coates needed to do 5:35, but I forgot to tell you that Jimmy Fallon is coming on at 5:35.
Oh, geez.
So can we ask our friend Dr. Coates maybe to come on Monday?
Yeah, I can. I'll shoot her a message right now.
Yeah, since I know I kept 4:35 for her. I think when Jimmy and I were talking about this, I didn't realize, and then you sent that to me, and I wasn't paying attention to the fact that I forgot because we were drinking bourbon in his office, and then so you know. But I can't not have him on the show if I'm going to be on his show. Because if I drop him, you see what I'm saying?
They'll cut you from the lineup.
Correct.
Yeah,
I can't, and I'm sure Dr. Coates will understand.
Yeah, she's great.
Because if I say to him, well, you know what, I'm going to drop you, he's going to go, oh yeah, well, watch this. I'm going to one up your dropping by dropping you from my national television show.
He can't drop you this time because I actually intend to watch this time.
Well, then he's got to do 5:35 for the win.
Yeah,
I like to think that he's going to cut you out by just, you know, wherever you're sitting, it's just a giant black square. Yeah. Every time you go to speak, it's just muted.
No, he'll just invite somebody else to do the show tomorrow night. That's my concern. It's not too late to drop me and put somebody in my place. I don't know who. You, Henry.
Oh,
send you up to New York tomorrow. You know.
Yeah, send me a car.
There you go. All right, so we got to talk about that. But now, and then this golfer got arrested. What's his name?
Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, he's like the greatest golfer in the world or something?
Yeah, he's on like a Tiger Woods-esque run right now.
He got arrested. It seems to be a gigantic misunderstanding. I don't understand why this cop locked him up. It sounds like the cop might have really overreached here based on everything that I'm understanding about this. But
Scotty might have issues following directions.
Yeah, I think he's a little
really?
Bit at fault too.
Yeah, he's definitely at fault a little bit. I mean, if the officer says like, you know, what are you doing?
He said he was listening to the directions of another officer.
Well, I think the whole thing started because he had a tee time scheduled. There had been an accident which delayed him in traffic, a casualty. It had to have been a pretty bad accident. He drove on a medium to try to get around the accident and get into the course facilities. And supposedly the cop tried to stop him. He kept going for 20, 30 feet or something. And yeah, then he got pulled out of the car.
But the cop held on. Yeah. That was the issue. He held on to the car. And he got dragged.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. No, so, people were making a big deal about the last line of the police report says that his $80 pants were destroyed and can never be worn again. I want to find the exact quote because it's very funny phrasing.
Who the hell spends $80 on khakis? Khakis. Get them at the Gap. Well, I do my shopping at Gap Kids. They're a lot cheaper there. You know what I mean?
Detective Gillis's uniform pants, valued at approximately $80, were damaged beyond repair.
Wait, the cop's pants were?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was just a funny footnote to.
So you guys think that the golfers had fallen? See, I don't know. I'm only going by what I heard. I heard what's his name come out. Portnoy was coming out defending Scotty big time.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people defending him. Based off what I've seen and the facts that I've read, it seems to me as though he is at fault. But
he's at least a little.
Right. Yeah.
Well, then there you go. I mean, again, I'm only going by the reports I heard where it said, like, well, this cop, you know, it's a misunderstanding, and the cop may have been, you know, just very, very angry at him. But now you're saying it could be him at fault. This is why cameras are good. This is why police cameras are good, because dash cam and body cams help protect not only the accused, but also the cop. That's why I've always been an advocate of them. You know what I mean? So there you go. Well, we'll see what comes out and who's at fault and what will happen. But either way, he played his tee time and he got a birdie because he was released on his own recognizance. So
yeah, he's playing right now.
He's playing right now?
Yeah. At least he was. I mean, he had an early tee time. He might be done now, but
I'm sure if he's not, if they don't put him to death, I'm sure the left's going to scream about privilege, that this is some sort of privilege move. You know what I mean? If they don't literally have a firing squad of justice, they're going to scream. I guarantee you by Monday it'll be white privilege. How much you want to bet?
No, I'm not taking that bet.
Take that bet.
No.
It's a sure bet.
No, it's number one golfer in the world privilege.
Number one golfer in the world privilege. Yes, indeed. No doubt about that. All right. 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.